A devastating nighttime fire tore through Bukavu's working-class Fionyu neighborhood, killing 14 members of two families and plunging the community into mourning amid the city's deepening humanitarian crisis. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. By Monday morning, Red Cross volunteers and local youth were sifting through the ashes of collapsed homes, carefully recovering the victims' remains from the smoldering debris. The blaze erupted shortly after midnight, spreading rapidly through tightly packed houses in an area long plagued by unregulated construction and faulty electrical wiring. Survivors recount narrow escapes. "I heard noises, woke up, and saw the fire," said survivor who managed to flee but returned to find 14 of his neighbors dead. Another resident, Olivier Bangalwa, described the horror as flames cut off escape routes. "When I saw the staircase engulfed in fire, those on the upper floors could no longer flee." Most of the victims were women and children. Urban safety crisis deepens under rebel control. The tragedy underscores Bukavu's worsening urban safety crisis, where haphazard building practices and unsafe electrical networks have left residents vulnerable to frequent fires. The situation is compounded by ongoing conflict. Since February 2025, Bukavu has been under the control of the AFC M23 rebel group, whose takeover has disrupted local governance and strained emergency response systems. While the rebels have pledged to ensure dignified burials for the victims, community members are pleading for greater support. "We have nothing left," said resident Mwabiluka Jean, calling for urgent government and humanitarian intervention. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.